You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The Ashley River joins the Squamish River beneath the Tantalus Glacier, just north of Squamish. It runs through low-elevation, old-growth forest, home to a threatened population of grizzly bears. The river provides valuable habitat for salmon and high-quality whitewater for kayakers. All this may come to an end if Ledcor Power Inc. is allowed to go ahead with plans to build a large, run-of-the-river power project on the river. Tom Rankin is a local Squamish rancher. He is opposed to the project, and he joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Karen?
I'm good, thanks. Good. Can you describe what a run-of-the-river hydro project like the one proposed by Ledcor is?
A run-of-river project is misnamed. Originally, the idea of small hydro, or tiny projects where you diverted a little bit of water into a pipe, ran it downhill into a generator. But these are massive projects with dams and big generators and huge, huge pipes drilled through 6-7 miles and longer of mountain. The Ashley is actually not a meandering kind of a river. It drops down. It's the drainage of the Tantalus mountain range. So it's a 60-mile long river that descends rapidly at the foot of the glaciers across the glaciers and comes into the Squamish River right at the 20-mile mark, which is right near where I live.
And so what are the concerns with this type of development that Ledcor is initiating?
The government of British Columbia is turning over public assets into private hands at an alarming rate and essentially lying to the public while they're doing it. So Ledcor is just one of the greedy billionaire actors who's in the game.
And what impact will their actions have?
Well, the actions of private developers on water, on rivers, will have the net result of the destruction of the public power systems of British Columbia. So it's being done in a stealthy way, but the final impact will be devastating to the economy and the peoples of British Columbia. You find throughout the province different areas where the public has looked at some of these. In many places, there's but lots of these things built. Runner River is a bad name. It should be called Small Hydro, which is what it is. And they're in private hands. The income to the public is pretty much zero from them. But in Kitimat, where Alcan talks of building a new smelter, what they're actually doing is getting a water license getting a water license from the premier, which will get a power purchase agreement at an incredibly high price, almost 17 times the current price of power, and they'll escape with that river. They're part of the program. All of these private guys are setting themselves in the position to be able to escape with the rivers. They are supposedly being put under public power purchase agreements, but those things are equity contracts that can be bought out without any problem at all.
Did you have a consultation process in the Squamish region about the Ashloo?
Yeah, there was a long land resource management plan where the Ashloo and 9 other rivers were to be kept from industrialization. The Ashloo is a wild spirit place of the Squamish Nation, and we who live in the valley felt very safe with that. And then Ledcor came along, obviously seizing upon the opportunity as laid out by some very corrupt politicians, and began to move forward with a rezoning application. We didn't know at the time. I'm now very educated in the subject. At the time, I was a regular Canadian thinking that we had systems in place, safeguards, that the rule of law meant something and that truth meant something. I don't believe that anymore. So there was a public process, a long one, went on for a couple of years. Ledcor was denied its zoning. And again, they came back. They were denied again. And then the government came back with a letter from the Ministry of Energy and Mines essentially attempting to extort the zoning for the Ashley by offering the regional district, the Mayor Whistler, etc., a deal where if they gave Ledcor the Ashloo, that maybe there would be some other protections on some other rivers, maybe. But in the middle of those conversations, along came Bill 30. And we've just had a very unusual event occur in British Columbia, extremely unusual, because It's very quiet, but on Wednesday this past week, the Union of British Columbia Municipalities, representing 172 municipal governments across the province, voted to have Bill 30 rescinded. And Bill 30 was the thing that took the public away from being able to do what we did at the Ashley, which is involve ourselves and look at these water deals. And so with the second level of government standing up for us and all of the people, that's a very promising note. And I would encourage anyone and everyone to get a hold of their local governments and thank them for doing that. And I think that's the start of something new here in Canada, where we have a chance to regain our public dominance. We have the opportunity. Once it's gone, it's gone. And by removing our water rights and, you know, putting them in private hands, and, you know, as we all have discussions, we're all fair Canadians, they're stealing our water resources. And it's got to stop.
Just to go back to Bill 30, can you talk about what this bill did and when it was introduced?
Sure. Bill 30 introduced in May when the House closed. Took away zoning authority from local governments, having anything to do with any kind of a private power project on Crown land. Well, all of these private power projects are on Crown land. And essentially it was designed for the Ashley, because Ledcor was a good friend of Gordon Campbell's, big donators to the BC Liberal Party. You know, where they were denied under very normal circumstances, overwhelmingly, by the way. And then along came Bill 30, which gave them the Ashley. But what it did was it swept the rest of the people away from being able to look. And it's interesting to ask the question specifically what it did. These power licenses were set up, all the applications were put in under 50 megawatts. And by doing that, the only time the public had a chance to look at these projects was in zoning. So Bill 30 removed the zoning issue altogether, swept community governments right away from that. So the community governments couldn't stop something. And so you'll read in the paper and you hear Michael Smith screaming into the microphone when he's interviewing Dr. John Calvert, talking about NIMBYism. Well, there was one river, the Ashley, one out of 600 of these water licenses that was saved in the zoning process, one. And Bill 30 came back, gave, you know, Ledcor essentially permission to work in there against the public will. But it also took the rest of the governments across the province out of being able to say anything. So the information essentially then has a lid on it. The process continues towards what we know is the end goal. And the end goal is the destruction of the monopoly that we have and the cornerstone of our economy, which is our water-powered energy systems. So the rivers are a... The undeveloped rivers, the ones with the water licenses on them where they're rushing to get them done, are future assets of the existing hydro system that we have in the province. And the hydro system that we have in the province, the water-powered system, is the last publicly, vertically integrated water-powered system in North America protected from NAFTA. I should say the last public utility protected from NAFTA. So it's a very valuable asset.
What can the public do if they want to oppose Bill 30 and privatization of hydropower?
I think the answer to what the public can do, I think the answer to the public situation is to inform the public. And I think that they will, as they have, react as many of us have in indignation and a resolve to do something about it. And not tomorrow, but now. And so as an example, we had a talk in Victoria the other night, great, well-attended thing, where groups stood up in that meeting and decided to get together and form themselves their own information circuit around this information so that people become informed. And I think that we as a public have the opportunity, as we're still free and we still have this cornerstone of the economy, which is the, you know, the cheapest power essentially in the world right here.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in today, Tom.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Tom Rankin. Tom is a local Squamish rancher, and he's opposed to the development of the run-of-the-river hydro development by Ledcor on the Ashley River.